Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, the reading begins at verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, the reading begins at verse 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought unto it. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem from before the tabernacle of the congregation and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. And so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria by their means. 2 Chronicles 1:1-17. 2 Chronicles 1:1-17. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. How to ask of God. How to ask of God. That is our topic for this worship service. Solomon, as you know, was the son of David, king of Israel. And when David died, Solomon was made king. And of course, when you look at it, you'll find that there were a few shenanigans that went on, but Solomon became king. And Solomon was apparently a man of God, for he prayed to God and God directed him. Solomon built the great temple. God showed David that Solomon would build the temple, that his son would build the temple. David made preparations for the great temple, and Solomon oversaw the building of the temple. Solomon went before God, and God asked what he should give him, and Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge. Many people would have asked for money, would have asked for a long life, would have asked that God took the lives of their enemies so that they could have peace. But Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge. He asked for wisdom and knowledge for know-how. You see, a lot of times we think we know how, but Solomon apparently was wise enough to understand that he did not really know how exactly the way it should be done. And so Solomon said, and we read here in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, and Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And so actually, Solomon asks for know-how. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. This is a great request for any leader. A leader may think he or she knows how, but the truth is only God truly knows how. And leaders need wisdom, and leaders need knowledge, because when you lean to your own understanding, you are subject to go wrong every time. There are those of you who believe that you're humanitarians, that you are soft-hearted, that you love people, and you can just go by your heart. But my friend, I've come as a minister of God to inform you that you cannot go by your heart, or someone feels, well, my mother has a good heart. I will do what my mother tells me, or my daddy has a good heart. I will do what my daddy tells me, but I want to let you know what Jeremiah said. If you have time to just turn over to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah chapter 17. If you would travel with me for a moment to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, and I'll read it two or three times while you're finding it. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Let me read that once again. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Once again, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" You want to know how to do it right. Do what Solomon did. Ask God for wisdom and knowledge. Why ask for one or two little entities when you can ask for the know-how to so conduct yourself as to bring all those little things and many more to fruition in your life? Why ask for money when you can ask for wisdom and knowledge, and with that, within the will of God, get all the money you want and all the money and all the other things you want, or at least all that you need? And so Solomon here makes his petition, as we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 9. Solomon says, "Now, Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" And that is a great question. Not only that people, but who can properly judge or rule over any people without the guidance of Almighty God? I will answer that: no one. You say, well, so-and-so did, and if you look, you see many deficits in so-and-so's administration. They may be hidden. They may be under the surface, but you see many deficits. Solomon said, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" Solomon demonstrates that we can get know-how from God, and that that know-how is contained in wisdom and knowledge. Yes, we can get know-how from God, and that know-how is contained in wisdom and knowledge. Some scientists would say, well, I can't get know-how to build an atomic bomb or nuclear weapon from God. Well, God gives the know-how even though you don't realize that it came from God. For God is in everything. He rules. The heavens do rule. The heavens do rule. If you don't believe the heavens do rule, read the book of Daniel. Read the book of Daniel. The reason a lot of intervention occurred during the time of Daniel, when Daniel was in Babylon, it was because the leaders of Babylon did not understand that the heavens do rule. And finally, they spoke out. The heavens spoke out and said, you are going to understand that the heavens do rule. And just like the heavens did rule during the time of Daniel, I, a man of Almighty God, assure you that the heavens do rule. Even right now, even in the year 2012, the heavens do rule. And the heavens will make sure that we understand that the heavens do rule. And so the best thing we can do is to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and say unto God, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I might do that which is right in your sight, that I might be successful in this endeavor, that I may please you. Grant to me now, give to me now wisdom and knowledge. Give to me wisdom and knowledge. I thought I could go by my heart, but Pastor Page just showed me in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I didn't know that, Lord, but now I've heard Pastor Page, and he read to me from your holy word in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, and he let me know that I can't go by my heart. I can't go by my mama's heart. I can't go by my daddy's heart. No matter how good my mama's heart seems to be, no matter how good my daddy's heart seems to be, I can't go by their heart. I need to go by the word of God. And the reason I can't go by their hearts is because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, Father God, give me now wisdom and knowledge. 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 As Solomon prayed, Solomon said to you, Father God, Solomon said, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11, God responds to Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11 reads, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. So that's what God said to Solomon. Let's read verse 12 once again. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then verse 13 says, then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon, to Jerusalem. from before the tabernacle of the congregation and reigned over Israel. Verse 14 says, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 14. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,004,000 chariots. Read that once again. And he had 1,400 chariots. Solomon here, as we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 14, after having appeared before God, he now goes to Jerusalem. And verse 14 says, and Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones. And cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Knowing how to ask of God, knowing what to ask of God. Solomon's example is wonderful. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. And that request was for wisdom and knowledge that he might do what God wanted him to do. If we will ask for wisdom and knowledge so that we might do what God wants us to do, and God grants that wisdom and knowledge, we are assured of success in God's sight. Now, it does not necessarily mean the success will be acclaimed by man, though Solomon's was. But if we get the wisdom from God and do what God wants done, that is success. As a matter of fact, success really is doing what God wants done. That's how we get good success. If you want good success, read Joshua chapter 1. If you want good success, read Joshua chapter 1. If you want good success, read Joshua chapter 1. Wisdom and knowledge, meditating in the word of God, turning not from it to the right hand or the left, being strong and very courageous, doing what God says do. Ask, my friend, ask God to grant, to give you wisdom and knowledge that you may do his will. Ask God to give you wisdom and knowledge that you might do his will. Receive that wisdom and knowledge and do his will, and your success is guaranteed. Knowing how to ask of God, learning how to ask of God, how to ask of God, what to ask from God. We have a great example here in Solomon. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Father, give me now wisdom and knowledge. And everyone who is praying unto thee at this time, give them wisdom and knowledge. Give them wisdom and knowledge. Give them wisdom and knowledge. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.